Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Babhyo Namah. Harhi Om. Apo, so, we saw in the categories substance, pada, dravya. After dravya, qualities or attributes, guna, 24 gunas we have to see. We'll skip that for time being. We'll come to the next topic, which is karma. The definition for karma is chalanatmakam karma. Chalanatmakam karma. Chalanatmakam means that which has movement is what is called as karma. That which has a movement is what is called as karma. This karma is, karma is though one, it is differentiated into five types. It is differentiated into five types.
Utkshepana, apakshepana, akunchana, prasarana, gamana.
Utkshepana, apakshepana, akunchana, prasarana, gamana. You can say utkshepanam, apakshepanam, akunchanam, prasaranam and gamanam. Five types of karmas.
Ukshepana means urdhva desha sanyoga hetu.
Urdhva desha sanyoga hetu. Giving up the lower area and catching the higher area. Going to the higher area is utkshepana. Moving to the higher area, giving up the lower area is utkshepana.
Apakshepana means
giving up the higher area, coming to the lower area is called as apakshepana.
Ado desha sanyoga hetu. Same. Ado desha sanyoga hetu. There urdhva desha, here ado desha.
Akunchana. Akunchana means
sharira, sharirasya sannikrishta, sharirasya sannikrishta sanyoga hetu.
Sharirasya sannikrishta sanyoga hetu. Coming towards yourself. Coming towards yourself.
Prasarana means sharirasya viprakrishta.
Viprakrishta sanyoga hetu. Leaving yourself. Moving away from yourself. Moving away from your body or self.
The rest is called as gamana.
Anyat sarvam gamanam. All the other movements are clubbed together in gamana. Though there is only one gamana, we differentiate it into these five categories. The reason they give in Tarka Sangraha is Shishya Buddhi Vaikasyartham. For the disciples, students, intelligence to expand. Then there are other things in gamana. Why don't you explain that also in different ways? What is gamana? See,
if it is going upwards, it is a utkshepana. Coming downwards is apakshepana. Coming towards yourself is a akunchana. Moving away from yourself is a prasarana. Left to right, left bottom to right top, left bottom to left top, right bottom to left top to
right bottom, etc. All the other permutations, left top, left bottom, right bottom, all these combinations, they are called as gamana. They are also movement.
Also circular movement.
That is also gamana. So, this is gamana.
Why don't you explain these things also different? They say,
this is good enough. If he understands this much, it is good enough, they say.
After
karma,
dravya, guna, karma, samanya.
Logicians accept
samanya is jati. Samanya is jati.
Jati means class or species. Genre. Some people call it as genre.
Etc. They call it.
Now,
samanya is nityam, ekam, aneka,
anekanugatam.
Samanya is nityam, eternal. Samanya is ekam, one. Samanya is anekanagatam,
living in many things. Existing in many things.
Like, we have go, cow. Gotva is
the
samanya. This is jati.
Gotva exists in all the goes. Even if you destroy all the goes, there is gotva. We call this in English as ness. Cow-ness. The cow may be destroyed, but the cowness cannot be destroyed. That is eternal. That is one. Cowness exists in all the cows. The same cowness exists in all the cows. Anekanukatam.
This is of two types. Para, apara. This samanya is of two types. One is parasamanya, other is aparasamanya. Parasamanya is jati. Satta. Satta, existence.
Parasamanya is existence, satta.
Aparasamanya is dravyatvadi.
Dravyatva, etc. are aparasamanya. Then, after samanya, we have visheshya.
Vishesha, not visheshya, visheshya. Samanya, vishesha, samavaya.
Vishesha.
Vishesha is a defender. Nitya dravya vrittayo vyavartaka. Nitya dravya vrittayo vyavartakaha visheshya.
What is vishesha? That which exists. Vrittaya means existence. That which exists in nitya dravya, eternal dravyas. Dravyas which are eternal. And that which is distinguishing one from other. Vyavartaka means that distinguishing, that which distinguishes,
is called as a vishesha. What is this nitya dravya?
This is a very confusing idea. People always confuse with this nitya dravya, nitya dravya. We have not studied any nitya dravya. We have seen only dravyas. Where is this nitya dravya coming from? You have seen this nitya dravya also.
They don't explain it properly. Nitya dravya is, what are the dravyas? Dravyas are prithvi, apa, tejo, vayu, akasha, kala, dik, atma,
mana. These are the dravyas.
In this, the first four I have separated.
Because in the first four, we saw Nitya and Anitya. Nitya Karana Rupa, Anitya Karya Rupa. Nitya Paramanu Rupa, Anitya Karya Rupa.
This is what we say. So, the Paramanu of the first four and all these are eternal. These are all eternal dravyas, Nitya dravyas. But here, only the Karana Rupa is Nitya. That is the difference.
So, all these nine dravyas as it is, we are accepting. These are nitya dravyas, but
here the paramanus are referred to as nitya dravya.
Next, samavaya.
Samavaya is nitya sambandha.
Nitya sambandha is samavaya. That sambandha, that relationship which exists eternally is called as samavaya.
The whiteness of the board cannot be separated. The white and board cannot be separated. The whiteness of the cloth cannot be separated. The redness of the table cannot be separated.
So these are in connected through this samavaya sambandha. These are connected through samavaya sambandha.
So this is why it is called as ayuta siddha.
Ayuta siddha. Ayuta siddha means one is dependent on the other till extinction. One is dependent on the other till its extinction.
Like avayava, avayavi, jati. In all these, in between all these, we have this samvaya sambandha. You remove the avayavi, there can be no avayava. You can remove the guni, jati, there can be no vyakti.
Either of.
You remove the guni, there can be no gunas.
So it is dependent on the other for its existence.
Yeah.
Okay. So next is abhava. Next is abhava. Absence or non-existence. Absence or non-existence.
This is of two types. Samsarga bhava, anyonya bhava. This is of two types. One is samsarga bhava, the other is anyonya bhava. In samsarga bhava, we have three types. Praga bhava, pradvamsa bhava, atyanta bhava. Praga bhava, pradvamsa bhava, atyanta bhava. Praga bhava is anadi santa. It has no beginning, but it has an end. Before the creation of object, praga bhava exists. It has no beginning. From when this absence of thought existed? Beginningless. When did it end? When the pot is created. So it does not have a beginning, but it has an end. Pradvamsa bhava is sadi ananta. Pradvamsa bhava is with beginning, but it is eternal. The pot, when you destroy it now, there is a beginning of the destruction. But that destroyed pot cannot be destroyed again. That destruction is eternal. That is why it is called ananta. Atyanta bhava means the absence in three periods of time. Traikalika avachinna samsarga bhava is called as atyanta bhava. Absent in three periods of time. Past, present, future. Past, present and future can be three kshanas. Good enough. 3 seconds, past, present, future. The absence of pot here is atyanta bhava. Anyonya bhava means absence of one in the other. Reciprocal absence. Absence of one in the other. Like absence of pot in cot, cot in pot. Pot in cloth. Ghata in pata. Pata in ghata. So, before the pot, you have praga bhava. After the pot is destroyed, you have pratvamsa bhava. In the pot, you have anyonya bhava. In the absence of pot, you have atyanta bhava. This is what is the abhava. Then, in the atyanta bhava, when I discussed atyanta bhava, I said traikalika avachinna samsarga bhava. I said traikalika avachinna samsarga bhava. These terms are very interesting terms of logicians, which normally used for clarity and confusion. To create clarity or to create confusion, they use these kind of terms. Very simple thing they will try to confuse, and very confusing thing they will try to simplify. Like, whenever I draw something like this, you understand it to be pot. What is this? Pot. Right? Bring water in this. You cannot bring water because there is no potness in this pot. So, they have to specify things like this. They have something called avachinna and avacheda. Avachinna and avacheda. They have a dictum also. Yo dharma yasya avachedakaha. Yo dharma yasya avachedakaha. Sa tadharma avachinnaha. This is their dictum. That which is the avacheda means limiting adjunct. Limiting adjunct. Avachinna means association. Avachinna means association. Avachedaka means limiting adjunct or differentiator. Differentiator. Ghata. Avachedaka for ghata is ghata tva. You add a tva, then that is the avachedaka. This ghata tva is avachinna with ghata. Ghata avachedaka ghatatva. Ghatatva is avachinna in ghata. Pata avachedaka patatva. Patatva is avachinna in pata. Ghata avachedaka ghatatva. Whatever is the object, add a tva to it. Without even thinking, add a tva to it. It is its avachedaka. Rupa rupatva is the avachedaka. Shabda, shabdatva is the avachedaka. For shabdatva, shabdatvatva. For rupatva, rupatvatva. Just add an tva. That is the avachedaka. Ghata avachedaka is ghatatva and ghatatva is avachinna in ghata.
Like
they say ghatatva avachinna ghata. If I say ghatatva avachinna ghata,
this pot is excluded. This pot does not have potness.
Potness associated with pot.
Or in proper English,
pot associated with potness.
This pot is not associated with potness, therefore this is not the pot where you can do transaction with.
Only the pot associated with potness
can be used for transaction.
Ghata, ghatatva avachinna ghata. Here ghatatva is a visheshana. Ghata is a visheshya. Visheshana they call as prakara.
Visheshya, visheshya only. So
I say ghatatva avachinna ghata.
The logicians will expand it a little bit.
Ghatatva prakaraka avachinna ghata visheshyaka. Ghatatva prakaraka avachinna ghatatva ghata visheshyaka.
Ghatatva prakaraka
avachinna ghata visheshyaka.
I am just adding it, that's all.
I am saying that. Visheshana means adjective. Visheshya means adjectified. Adjectified potness associated adjectified pot. Adjectified pot associated with adjectified potness.
This is how they explain. This is the proper way of saying things in logic.
Like that, we have other terms like,
see, in the definition,
Gandhavati Prithvi.
We said
Gandhavati Prithvi. Gandhavati is a Lakshana. Prithvi is a Lakshya. Gandhavati is Lakshana, Prithivi is Lakshya. In the Lakshana,
there is a Lakshanata. In the Lakshya, there is a Lakshyata. Like clay, pot.
Clay is Karana, pot is a Karya. In the clay, there is Karanata.
In the Karana, there exists Karanata.
In the Karya, there exists Karyata.
We will see this in detail later. Just want to introduce you to this Avachinna and Avacheda. Ghata. What is Ghata Avachedaka? Ghata Avachedaka? Ghatatva. Pata Avachedaka?
Patatva.
What is Patatva associated with? Patatva Avachinna Kim? Patatva Avachinnam Kim? Pata. Patatva Avachinnam Patam. Ghatatva avachinnam ghatam. That's all. This is very simple. Ghatatva can be associated only with ghata. Patatva can be associated only with pata. And limiting adjunct for ghata can be only ghatatva. Limiting adjunct for pata can only be patatva. There is no change in it. Harihi Om.